Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter. Oh, hold on. It switched to CD2. I swear to God, I didn't do anything. It switched to CD2. 1 second. Hold on 1 second. There we go.
God.
There we go. Look, it just switched to CD2 on its own, Hunter.
I was telling you things off air, and you weren't even responding.
Oh, that's it. It just switched. You know what? Look, I love our engineer, Terry. He's amazing. And I'm not blaming him for this, but ever since we updated this computer, it's been just nothing but problems.
Shenanigans.
Like, I'm trying to do things. I don't have any of my stuff saved. The board's just switching random things on me. I think someone's messing with me. I think maybe this place is haunted.
I don't think it's haunted. I think you just make an excuse.
It's haunted by some 1970s DJ who died from a cocaine overdose here in the studio. And now he's just messing with me constantly.
You know, back in the day when you could smoke in the studio.
The good old days. Where you could do a bump of blow, have a cigarette, play some hot records. The good old
days. The day.
Anyway, okay, well, look, I got you back now, so let's get to it. It's time for sports before anything else happens.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, man, I'm thirsty, well, they'll be like, hey, we're Bud Distributing, and we got you stocked up.
Yeah,
it's right there. Awesome.
All right, real quick, let's get through some baseball scores. I know you got a story you want to talk in football, and I got a few more football stories here for you. So, but first, Major League Baseball last night. Tigers beat the Orioles 3-2. The Guardians beat the White Sox 10-7. 11 innings there. And the Cubs beat the Marlins 2-1. Here we go, Cubbies. Come on. Here we go. Tonight, there are some games. Cubs going to be in Miami at 6:40. Detroit over in Baltimore at 7:05. Cleveland going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8:10. Real quick, some NFL stories here. Let's see. This is kind of crazy. A fan was arrested for allegedly throwing a plastic water bottle and hitting Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam during the closing moments of Sunday's game, 31-30, home loss to the New York Jets. Damn, really? They lost to the Jets over the weekend?
Yeah, I told you, man. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy first couple weeks.
Honestly, that's more of the crazy part of the story than I didn't really realize that. You lost to the Jets?
No, wait.
You got to be.
You lost to the Jets?
To the Jets? Wow. That's rough.
Wait, hold on Cleveland. A sec. Hold on a sec. You lost to the Jets?
Who? The who? What is it? The Jets. What is the Jet? What is a Jet?
You know, like a plane. I think that's what they go with.
Is it?
Yeah. Maybe because they're near like the near the airport or something. I don't know.
Like for real, that's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the airplane. That's what they went for. Like the
You know, I like legit have never thought of this. So why isn't their logo an airplane?
I think at one point it was. Wasn't it like the J was like a I don't know. I'm just kind of going off on the fly here. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's what it is. That's what it is. What?
Like what's Benny in the Jets?
Benny. I think that was
What are the Jets? Like the background guys?
It's kind of like you know from West Side Story, the Jets, the gang. When you're a Jet, you're a Jet. That's what I think. That's what it is.
So that's not what the New York Jets are?
No. Well, let me look now. I'm interested. What are the New York Jets named? The first thing that came up, why are the New York Jets so bad?
that sucks when Google says that about your team.
Let's see. Sonny Werblin was one of five men to buy the team and rename the team the Jets. He chose the name because it rhymed with Mets, with whom they share a stadium. Additionally, the colors green and white were chosen because Wemblin was born on St. Patrick's Day. Okay, I was way off. So the only reason we went with Jets is because it rhymed with Mets.
I kind of felt stupid bringing it up, but now I know I'm not stupid because nobody really knew that, did they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're the Jets. Well, why are you the Jets? Well,
some guy enjoyed rhyming.
Rhymes with Mets.
Why are your colors? Why are your colors green and white? Ah, you like leprechauns or something? I'm not sure.
Like, no wonder you suck. like, you got no real backing. You know, like, you don't even have a story on how your team started.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Mets. Well, you guys are going to suck.
Here we go, rhymes with Mets. Here we go. Here we go, rhymes with Mets. Here we go.
You know, I love that I'm reading the story, and like immediately that's what came to mind. Who cares about the story now? Well, somebody threw a bottle at the Cleveland Browns owner.
Just a water bottle. It's not like they smashed a fifth of Jack over the guy's head.
He didn't die or anything. You know, it's fine. You know, as an owner, you've had a cake gig for how many years? You can have a couple water bottles tossed at you.
Not going to lie. Not your best story, Hunter. Not your best sports story.
But we figured out what the Jets were.
We did. That was a nice lesson for everyone.
So you know what? It's a damn good story. Your story with Trey Lance.
Well, mine, I know we're probably a day late and a dollar short on this one, but you probably saw the gruesome ankle injury of the 49ers quarterback, Trey Lance. Yeah. Once again, Jimmy go get you Garoppolo. I smell conspiracy. I think Garoppolo set this up. Because now, guess what? Garoppolo back under center for the 49ers after being benched, after having the audacity to ask for a trade from the 49ers who have carried him so far. So, yeah, I don't know if you saw the injury.
We need you. Where are you, Jimmy?
Yeah.
We need you.
Yeah. Jimmy go get
Jimmy's over there like, oh, yeah, now you need me, huh?
He's over there looking in a mirror on the sideline, and all of a sudden they're like, Jimmy, we need you. He's like, oh, no. He's here looking at my beautiful face. Jimmy go get you. Jimmy going to get you Garoppolo. Basically, his leg crumbled underneath two players during a hit. He was placed in an air cast and taken out of the game. He is out the rest of the season. Ooh.
Yep. Not Woof. Good.
No.
Not good. You know how I knew this? I knew this on what happened, actually, because I'm in a fantasy league, right?
Yeah.
I suck at fantasy. I don't really. I'm having other people help me out.
Dude, you know? I auto pick and then I don't touch it the rest of the season. Like, it's terrible.
It's
I'm
not
like,
good. You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
I always have the motivation. Like, yeah, this sounds fun. And I do it with my cousins.
You know what I did?
What?
Don't tell anybody, even though I'm telling everybody on here, but it's pretty early. I don't think anybody in this league that I am is up right now. I logged into my account on somebody else's phone that knows, they're guru. They're a guru with fantasy. Like, here you go.
Just do it.
If I win, I'll give you some of the winnings.
Oh, I'm nice. Sure. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, Trey Lance. I traded Trey Lance for George Kittle.
Oh, yes! Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Immediately when Trey Lance got hurt. Because they're in like a text thread with everybody in the fantasy league.
Yeah.
Good trade, Hunter. Good trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, thanks. I meant to do that.
I knew he was going to get hurt.
Hey, you should have known.
I felt bad, you know. But
you should have known. Jimmy going to get you Garoppolo. I smell conspiracy. I think he hired some guy. He hired some guy. He's like, look.
When does San Francisco play Green Bay?
God,
it's like Green Bay's kryptonite, dude.
They really are. And probably in the playoffs. And Jimmy going to get you Garoppolo is going to come in with his beautiful smile and his perfect hair and his nice tan skin. And he's just going to win somehow.
Here's what's going to happen. He's going to beat the Green Bay Packers, right, in the playoffs, and then he's going to sleep with your mom.
Son of a bitch.
Just
again?
Really
not again?
Again?
No, I'll just, seriously.
He's going to get you.
If you want to sum up Jimmy going to get you Garoppolo's career, all right, there is, and I think it was against the Packers, and he threw an interception. Maybe it was but he threw an interception, all right, and it was like, oh, no, that's the 49ers are out. And then the defense does something miraculous, like a pick six, and the camera flashes to Jimmy, and he's already, like, checked out. And all of a sudden, you see him, like, kind of look up and go, oh, we won. Like, he was like, he's like, oh, all right. F you, Jimmy Garoppolo, you son of a bitch.
Get ya.
Jimmy go get you. Like, he was already, like, checking his inbox to see if any girls in the area were messaging him. You know, he's checking his Tinder profile. And then his defense.
He's making a TikTok.
Yeah, his defense gets a pick six, and they flash over to Jimmy, and they're like, oh, hey, Jimmy, we won. He's like, oh, all right. Nice. Wait, we got to play another game, man? I'm tired. Come on, guys.
I'm tired, man. I always just plays kind of mediocre, you know, just good enough.
Jimmy gonna get you.
Just good enough where Jimmy gonna get you.
Jimmy gonna get you.
Can we get that T-shirt, please?
Jimmy gonna get you.
Get Garoppolo. It'll say that on the back like the jersey, but the front will say Jimmy gonna get you.
And it's just gonna be like a hot pick of Jimmy Garoppolo right there.
The shirt off or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you.
Jimmy gonna get you Garoppolo.
He does though. I'm telling you. He's a sneaky quarterback.
God. Damn you, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Damn you. Hey, you know what? Those two stories, this is going to be good for this hour because I want to save this story for next hour. Monday Night Football, Dan Orlovsky, Orlovsky sneezed and farted. I'm going to tell you more about it next hour.
Oh, my God, I love it. God, you're going to leave us linger with that for an hour?
And he's, like, denying it, too. This is great. He's denying it, which makes it even worse for him.
You know? All right. Well, until next hour, that's sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 106.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:27, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Good morning. Hey, no.
Yes. Anyway, we got to get to it because I know we got a lot to cover. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Also, great new products. Now that summer's over, hey, we need some drinks for autumn and the fall. They got a whole line of delicious things to, it's almost like fall.
It's a long line, too.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They got a lot of product, and it's all good.
Good stuff. So hit them up. Bud Distributing, getting you taken care of.
Let's start with hoops, man, and then we're going to get to this. Hey, grab that clip that you played last time.
Oh, I got it. I got it, buddy.
All right, perfect, perfect. First off, though, hoops. Looks like high schoolers will soon be able to make the jump straight to the NBA again. The league and the NBA Players Association have started talks ahead of the December 15th opt-out of the collective bargaining agreement. The first thing the two sides have agreed on is lowering the age of eligibility from 19 to 18 for the draft. The age was raised to 19 in 2005 after many high schoolers had first round picks that didn't really pan out, didn't pan out too well. Which, what do you mean? They didn't play well?
Yeah, maybe they weren't as promising as they thought.
How about this? If they're good enough to play, they should play. Well, yeah. What do you think about this? Going right from high school to the NBA, or?
Yeah, who cares? I think do it in hockey, do it in soccer, do it in football, who cares? But you know what?
In my opinion, at this point, anything that can keep money away from the NCAA, I'm all for.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're skipping the NCAA and you're not giving them all of your money? Yeah. Okay.
Well, and yeah.
And life and talent.
I'm sorry, if I'm 18, you don't have the right to tell me that. Like, oh, no, sorry, you can't go pursue your career because we said so. Well, why? Well, you got to do at least 2 years here. Why? Well, just because that's how it. No, that doesn't.
I'm an illegal adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do.
You can send me off to war. I can vote and buy cigarettes and porn, but you're going to be like, I don't know.
Sorry, you got to go to college. Yeah.
It's funny. College is a weird thing. It's still a place where kids, young adults, legal adults are still treated like kids. At certain times, but then they also expect you to be like, hey, you're an adult now. Hey, you're an adult now. Figure it out.
You think a kid could go from high school to the NFL?
It would be tough. Maybe a kicker. Possibly a kicker. I don't know.
It's obvious. It's not legal, right?
Which, again,
you have to go to.
I don't get why it. Again, tell me why an 18-year-old.
You have to serve a year, right? You have to got to go a year somewhere, even if it's like in another league. How does that work? I'm trying to remember how that works.
I can't remember, but yeah, no,
like you can't just go right to the NFL, right?
I don't believe so.
Like, say, okay, this is way off. This is a terrible analogy. But like, say you and I were good enough. Like, they're 40 times, you know, our vertical, like everything. They're like, damn, dude, could we go? Like, you and I, could we go play in the NFL
right now?
To say, like, say we were good enough. Like, we ate something and, you know.
We turned into some monsters, all right?
Exactly. Yeah, we stole some talent, like, from Space Jam, right? Like, are we eligible to go to the NFL? That's a better question. That's the way to put it. Like, you and I, are we eligible?
I honestly don't know.
I should say.
I mean, the chance of it happening, zero. But I honestly don't know, Hunter. I really don't.
You can, right? You can walk onto the NFL, right?
I think if they have open training, I can't see why not. I mean, I could because I went to college for an actual college, not clown school like you did. I went to college for 2 years, so I think I'm eligible. Yeah.
So you got to go to college, is what you're saying?
I think so. I think with the NFL, you have to.
I don't think so.
Well, let me Google
it. I don't think there's anything that says you have to go to college to go to the. No, I don't think so.
No,
because there's guys that go to the NFL that play in semi-pro leagues.
To play in the NFL. Here we go. The NFL requires that before a player can be drafted into the league, he must be a high school graduate for at least 3 years. Okay, so, you don't necessarily need to be in college, but you need to be 3 years out of high school.
3 years out of high school?
Yeah.
Why?
The NFL requires a player before joining the league is a...
we don't want your youth.
Yeah, no, that just...
Why? That's a stupid rule. If you're good enough, what's the problem?
I don't know, maybe because you'd get hurt?
But that's you get hurt 3 years? No. It's another dumb rule. Why?
Oh, yeah. To be eligible for the draft, players must have been out of high school for at least 3 years and must have used up their college eligibility before the start of the next college football season. I don't know.
That's a dumb rule. It's just another thing college has on you. Like, yeah. Oh, you got to come play here. No.
Yeah, that could definitely
You got to give us your talent first.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. In football, you got to train. I mean, it's hard to go from high school to the NFL, but it shouldn't be a rule there.
You see some of these high schoolers nowadays. What was that one story we did on that kid who's
like 14 years old? He's like 350 pounds.
Yeah.
Runs like a 4.1.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Tore his coach's arms off and beat him to death with him. I mean, he just.
He's killed 9 coaches. Oh, geez.
Just a monster.
Yeah, I 14 honestly. 14
years old too.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know why it's that way. It's just always. Oh, it's always been that way. You know what I mean? That's probably.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. What's always been that? Well, it needs a change.
Yeah, update it.
That's what need to evolve.
Update it.
Get me all flustered.
Anyway, but to answer your big question, there. No, Hunter, you and I will never go to the NFL. All right, it's not going to happen.
Damn it!
Not going to happen.
Damn it! All right? Actually, I'm good, dude. You see some ups. Trace Atkins, or with
not the country singer, Trey Lance. Yeah, Trace Atkins. I'm sure he's injured himself before, Firestone.
He's got his ankle torn off.
Yeah,
you know, I'm good on that. You know, it was a nice dream you had as a kid, but now, like, you watch it and you can watch it in HD and you're like, oh god,
that looks awful.
That looks. Like, it hurts.
See how big that guy is? It's a big guy.
Jesus.
You got Aaron Donaldson, whatever, whipping helmets at people's faces.
You know, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go golf. And even then, I'm still like, I hope I don't get hurt golfing.
Take a golf ball to the dome. You're dead.
Oh. More football real quick. Hey, this is about farting, so get that.
I'm ready.
Get that clip ready.
I am ready.
While on air before Monday Night Football, it sounded like Dan Orlovsky. Is that your computer?
Yeah, sorry. So someone messaged me during that. Mark, wait till we're done with the bit.
Right. Anyway, he sneezed, and then he passed gas live on air. Fans took to Twitter to share the news to the world, you know, that Dan Orlovsky farted. Now have a controversy as Orlovsky defends himself yesterday. Yeah, claiming he did not, in fact, blast a butt bubble on Monday Night Football. He's like taking offense to it.
I didn't fart, man. I swear.
I didn't do it, guys.
Look, you just got to lean into it, okay?
Mm-hmm. I just farted right there. I admit it. You know, see, Dan, nobody cares.
Now,
see?
Here's the thing. If he didn't really fart, I get it. You don't want to be the guy that everyone blames for a fart when you didn't do it. But you know what? I have the audio, and we're gonna take a listen to it here, and you decide for yourself. It's in the mix, so just listen carefully.
Now, the big.
Okay, that sounds like a fart.
Yes, that's a fart, but it almost sounds like somebody's doing it with their mouth.
Yeah, it's but we've all had a fart that sounded like that, right? That.
Yeah, the one where you can't hide. You know, there's no silence about it.
You kind of hear him trip up because the sneeze comes in, and so it was a sneeze fart, a snort, if you will.
Now the big.
that's definitely. There's nothing else. Nothing else that could be.
I mean,
farted on there.
Dan, you farted. It's okay, man. It's okay.
Yeah. Do you know who I'm talking about? He almost kind of seems like the guy would take offense to.
Oh, yeah. You look at him. No. And he's kind of all stuffy. Probably doesn't
like
him.
He's one of the guys that, like, it reminds me, like, okay, I'm on ESPN. I gotta try to be serious.
Yeah, I got my you know, $500 super tight suit and my nice you know, $300 haircut and my watch, and you know, I'm gonna be on here. I'm gonna talk sports.
Which it's like, no, you're just being serious because everybody else around you is being serious, and you got to, you know, I don't know.
You know who admit that they farted? Tony Romo, and that's why we love him. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tony Romo's the greatest, isn't he?
You know who'd admit they farted? Al Michaels. All right? He would.
Al Michaels.
I farted.
No, that's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. Just lean into it, man. Lean into it. Yeah.
No, we never fart.
No. Ever. Are you kidding me? I don't fart. Whatever.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
You.
Just because you did it on live. Just because you did it on live TV in front of millions of viewers, don't be embarrassed, man.
I mean, it's kind of embarrassing.
You know, we do it here in front of tens of listeners. We don't care. All right, come on.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I got for sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Good sports, buddy. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.